Masechtas Bikurim, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Tes. We mentioned previously in Mishnah Gimel that as the gathering of people that were bringing Bikurim to Yerushalayim would reach Yerushalayim, they would decorate their baskets before they entered with pretty fruit. The Mishnah over here brings a machlekes, what type of fruit they could use to decorate it. Reb Shimon ben Anas Omer, Reb Shimon ben Anas says, Ma'atrin es ha-Bikurim, chutz mishivas aminim. We can decorate the Bikurim, the basket full of Bikurim fruit, even with other fruit besides for the Shivas aminim. You can use other pretty fruit, an estrig or quince, other things can be used to decorate the baskets. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein ma'atran es bikurim el mishivas aminim." You can only decorate the bikurim baskets only with the shivas aminim themselves, only with fruit that grew in Eretz Yisrael, shivas aminim that were actually obligated in bikurim themselves. Mishnah Yud. Rabbi Shimon says, "Shalish midas bebikurim." There are three different levels in bikurim. Habikurim, the actual bikurim themselves. These are the first budding fruit that the owner sees when they start growing on his tree, and he designates them as bikurim. V'teisefas habikurim, this is additions that he adds onto the bikurim when he picks those first bikurim fruit, and he chooses to add on more, and we'll see in the continuation of this Mishnah that it's more of the same type of fruit that was the actual bikurim. And then there's a third category, v'itzer habikurim, the decorations that he does to decorate the bikurim, which are additional fruit, which we saw in the previous Mishnah, may not even be from the Shivas Aminim, according to Rav Shimon ben Anas. And this is the Itur Abikurim, the decorations that he decorates his Bikurim with, additional fruit that's for decoration. The Mishnah continues giving halachas about these different categories. Teisefes Abikurim min b'minig. The Teisefes, the additional Bikurim that he added when he picks the Bikurim, it has to be min b'minig, the same type. So if it's grapes, he can only add grapes. If it's figs that he's bringing for Bikurim, he can only add figs. V'itar Bikurim min b'she'ini minim. But the decorations can be even from a different type of fruit. And we saw in the previous Mishnah, there's a machlekes. Does it have to remain within Shivas Aminim or even any fruit? Teisefes HaBikurim necheles b'tara. The Teisefes HaBikurim that are added when he picks the Bikurim have to be eaten by the Kehanim B'Tahara in a state of purity. They cannot be tumming. Upturim in a demai, and it's exempt from demai. Demai is produce purchased from Ma'am Arts, that it's questionable if you took off Meiser, and Midir Abanan is the obligation to separate Meiser. So the Teisefes Bikurim is exempt from taking off Meiser, even if it's demai, if it was received from Ma'am Arts. The Iter HaBikurim, but the decorative bikurim, the fruit added for decoration, are chayav b'demai, that the kain will have to separate meiser if he received it from Ma'am Haaretz.